From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. U.S. bombers strike targets in Libya. U.S. Air Force B-52 bombers attacked Islamic State military camps in Libya in a move aimed at eliminating extremists who had escaped the former IS stronghold of Sirte. A defense official said Thursday the camps were located about 45 kilometers southwest of the central coastal city of Sirte. The strikes were carried out overnight and were authorized by President Barack Obama, marking perhaps the final use of military force by a wartime president who intervened in Libya in 2011 as part of a coalition that ultimately toppled dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The defense official said the latest strikes were aimed at hitting Islamic State militants who had escaped from Sirte after U.S. strikes largely eliminated the group's presence in that coastal city in December. At the time, Pentagon officials said they would further support counter-IS efforts if asked by Libya's provincial government. State media in Iran report a high-rise building in Tehran engulfed by a fire collapsed Thursday, killing or injuring dozens of people, among them firefighters. The blaze broke out of the Plasco building, an iconic structure in central Tehran, just north of the capital's sprawling bazaar. A spokesman for the Tehran Fire Department would not speculate on what caused the blaze. Jalal Maleki, a spokesman for the Tehran Fire Brigade, said for now we can't say exactly what caused the fire. The old and worn out electricity lines and wires inside the building could have potentially caused the fire, but our men are still busy and we can't tell exactly what caused the fire. The building collapsed in a matter of seconds. Find out more about this at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescue workers on skis reached a four-star spa hotel buried by an avalanche in earthquake-stricken central Italy Thursday, reporting no sign of life in the building, even though two survivors found inside said more than 30 people had been in it when the snow struck. As heavy vehicles tried to reach the Hotel Rigopiano to help with the rescue, criticism mounted over the response to the four quakes, one of magnitude 5.7, and days of unusually heavy snowfall that have blanketed the region. Accounts emerged of hotel guests messaging rescuers and friends for help Wednesday, with at least one attempt at raising the alarm rebuffed for several hours. When rescuers on skis arrived in the early morning hours of Thursday, they said they found just two people alive. Eight tumultuous years at the helm of American power have come and gone for President Barack Obama. The president is spending his last full day at the White House Thursday before becoming an ex-president. The big decisions and grand pronouncements are all behind him, but Obama is still in charge until President-elect Donald Trump takes the oath at noon on Friday. The White House left Obama's schedule mostly empty for his last day while saying he'd use the time to pack up the home and he and his family have lived in for almost a decade. The only events on his public calendar were his presidential daily briefing and his final weekly lunch with Vice President Joe Biden in the president's private dining room. In his final news conference Wednesday, Obama sought to end his chapter in history with an optimistic note. He said despite his party's devastating losses in the election, he was confident in the country's future and added, "This is not just a matter of no drama, Obama. This is what I really believe."
It's important for me to take some time to process this amazing experience that we've gone through, to make sure that my wife, with whom I will be celebrating a 25th anniversary this year, is willing to re-up and put up with me for a little bit longer. I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much.
Obama said it is true that behind closed doors I curse more than I do publicly, and sometimes they get mad and frustrated like everybody else does. But at my core, he says, I think we're going to be okay. Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow was to be sworn in Thursday at the country's embassy in Senegal as African troops massed at the border to force incumbent Yahya Jammeh to quit after his election defeat. The UN Security Council was to vote later Thursday on endorsing a West African military intervention as Senegal, Nigeria, and Ghana dispatched hundreds of troops and fighter jets to the Gambian border with Senegal. Shops were shuttered, streets quiet in and around the capital. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.